issues in the past where people are like, I didn't feel supported. It's like, you also didn't communicate. There's offers there, there's opportunities there. It's not my job to come to you and guess what's going on. My guess is that's probably a pattern for you.
This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and we are going to talk about the coaching room today. So the coaching room is where I've done majority of my study. They have three main modules through their learning. The first one's what's called NLP Prac, Neuro-Linguistic Programming Practitioner. And then the second two and three start going to Coaching Genius and into Coaching Mastery. And so their approach to coaching is really quite unique and fascinating. And most of the things that I teach, and even all through my book, all that content's pretty much littered through it, right? Without having to go, this is the way to do it, this is how you need to be thinking. It's not that at all, because that's not coaching. That's actually telling, which is a big difference. So their approach was really quite powerful, and the learning is continual. So I still do work with them today. They've got 6 month mentoring stuff that I do with them. But either way, I was talking to a client about this, and I said to them, I go, so when you do one-on-one coaching, I go, you know, they don't follow you up. They're not. It is the most expensive hour that I've ever paid for, is coaching with them, right? From a monetary standpoint, but the amount of fuck and then the unraveling that comes from that. Because here's the thing, when you pay, you pay attention. And if somebody pays a top dollar for a course, they're going to really want to get something out of it, as opposed to if it was free, they will not value it as much. In the same, if someone gives you a car for free, or if you worked really hard to pay for the car, now you own the car and it's yours, big, big difference. So, of course, it's different per person, but there's a general meme there that's true. And so I said to them, I go, they don't chase you. If I never actually booked another call and I've got a handful left, they wouldn't probably chase me up. And it's just like, really? It's like, yeah. Because they're not over responsible for that, but they also don't want to get on the phone call. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. What's been going on? And it's just racking up dollars. Hey. And so the powerful thing here is that it means that I have a certain personal healthy responsibility to go, hey guys, I'm going to book in a call. I'm going to jump on and I've got this problem I want to talk about. And so what it means for them is that they can actually coach rather than catch up. And so the powerful thing about this is that when we as trainers or coaches actually give people opportunities to come to us, as opposed to trying to fix them and tell them what they need to do, it's a really powerful transition, because it allows the person to formulate their problems. Now, I've had issues in the past where people are like, I didn't feel supported. It's like, you also didn't communicate. There's offers there, there's opportunities there. It's not my job to come to you and guess what's going on. My guess is that's probably a pattern for you. And people don't, some people may not like that, but some people might. They go, oh, that's true. Actually, I haven't really, I don't know, I just didn't feel comfortable about it. It's like, okay, what did I do to make you not feel comfortable about that? They're like, oh, nothing really. I guess I've never felt comfortable about it. It's like, right. And all of a sudden, you can start seeing that there's a pattern there for the individual that's actually got little to do with this person, whoever this person may be in the example. And so the coaching room have a powerful approach, because what they're silently doing is offering the person to have personal responsibility about what's going on for them. And it also means that that individual actually reaches out when they've got the problem. Now, you can use that call to sift through the problem to identify it. That's fine as well. But that means that the problem is that you don't know what the problem is. So you've been able to identify the problem. The problem is, I don't know what the problem is, so I need to work through that. Okay, great. So let's ask questions and sift through that sort of stuff, right? And that's a powerful thing. You don't need to know what the problem is in order to have the conversation, because often the conversation leads to the problem identification, and then from there you can really build on the solution. So it's a simple process, but it's powerful. And so my offer for you, and that's why you often hear me say offer, is because it means you take on the responsibility of deciding whether to do that or not, rather than because Dave told me so, or X person told me so, or that was the advice that I was given to do. It's really important. So the offer for you is to look at, you know, in your relationships, business relationships, personal relationships, professional relationships, where are you being over-responsible? Where are you having to constantly catch up people, and you're calling it motivation, you're selling it motivation, but what you're really doing is disempowering the person to actually like stand up for themselves and actually have a voice for themselves, because they're so reliant on you doing that for them. That's called a codependency. Do you have that anywhere in your life that probably is no longer serving you? Or if it is, carry on. On that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me. If you pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial, you can grab my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books. And you can grab the electronic version from the description of this video. Otherwise, team, that's me done. I am out. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.